Advent and the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Today in Advent, the Catholic Church celebrates the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, one of the several titles bestowed on Mary by the Church. Today, the Catholic Church celebrates the great privilege given to Mother Mary by God to be the mother of His Son, Jesus Christ. The Church celebrates Mary's yes and her willingness to be part of God's salvation, even though there were many critical questions to which Mary did not know the answer. Mary, however, knew God, and she trusted Him wholeheartedly, even without having all the answers. Here we have a young woman who was not yet married and is invited to be part of God's plan of salvation by being the mother of our Lord. All of this took place amidst the background of a culture that would openly condemn to death any woman found to be with child outside of marriage. You may recall the story recorded in chapter 8 of St. John's Gospel of the woman who was caught in adultery. She was made to stand there before everyone while her accusers had the stones all heaped up, ready to carry out their execution. So this was the custom in those days, and Mary was fully aware of it when she said yes to God's plan of salvation. When the angel came in and announced to Mary, saying to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus." It is important to note that after such a pronouncement, Mary had only one question. "How can this be, since I have no relations with man?" Only one question. How can this be? You will note that Mary seems to have been the least bit concerned about her own protection and about how she would explain this to a society that was eager to condemn a sinner, or rather someone whom they perceived to be a sinner. During the season of Advent, we are taught by the Church to practice the discipline of hope, as the word Advent itself is derived from the Latin word meaning coming. Not only does Mary teach us in Advent to be true Advent people, people of hope, but she also teaches us to be people who trust God unconditionally. After all, how many women of faith do you know who, had they been presented with the challenge that Mary had, would have said yes to His plan without first getting some assurance that they would be exempt from public ridicule and condemnation from a society that did not know its own wretchedness? Mary was filled with Advent hope, was quite contented with the response given her by the angel Gabriel to her question. But hold a second. Let us examine this a little closer. From the surface of things, the angel's response seemed to have been one that should have generated even more questions rather than a submission. To the question of how can this be, the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." But the angel Gabriel did not stop there, but he continued, "And behold, Elizabeth, your cousin, has also conceived a son in her old age." In her old age, she who was supposed to be sterile is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. After a response like that, the average believer would have had several more questions before even contemplating going along with this plan. But what was Mary's response? She said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you have said be done to me according to your word." Let what you have said be done unto me according to your word. All I can say is wow. Wow. What faith. What tremendous faith Mary demonstrated in God. By her example, she teaches us to be the same. People of great faith. A people who, despite the odds being stacked up against us, still believe in God. She teaches us by her example to have great hope in God, who not only has the power to save and deliver, but who is also all-powerful. During the season of Advent, we are challenged by the gospel readings to prepare a way for the Lord. The readings challenge us to stay awake and be constantly on our guard in an ever-changing world that is doing its best to try to obliterate the existence of God, who has no beginning nor has no end. Mary, by her example and through her powerful intercession, can help us to truly be an Advent people. If your faith experience is not where you think it should be, so as to allow you to hope in the Lord, then ask for it. The beautiful thing about our God is that we can ask Him for all that we need to do the things that He has asked us to, and to be the people that He wants us to be. We are in the season, or rather, we are approaching the season of Christmas, the time of year when there is a lot of gift giving. One of the most popular questions this time of year is, "So what do you want for Christmas?" God is asking you. He's asking me right now. Not what we want for Christmas, but rather, what do you need? What do I need? What do we need right now? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if our responses were for an entire increase in faith? Wouldn't it be fantastic if our response to God's question to us right now would be a resounding, "Lord, give us an increase in faith," or to make us into such a people of hope that the light of Christ will be visibly present in us wherever we go. This world will be set ablaze by the love of God made visible in us and through us. Right where we are, right where you are, right here, right now, let us ask our loving Father, let us beseech our God to grant us right now an increase in faith and to make us into a people of such great hope that no matter how hopeless situations in our lives may seem to be, and no matter how hopeless the world around us may seem, we will trust in God still and allow His glory to shine in us. This Advent, and on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, we ask our Mother Mary to pray for us, to intercede for us, that our hearts be changed, that our hearts be renewed, that our hearts be transformed, that our hearts be delivered from the darkness of sin, and that indeed we would prepare a way in our hearts for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dearest Mother Mary, pray for us, please. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen and amen.